Friends, there are times in the church calendar year that are significant and maybe even more important than other times. This day is one of those. Today we are in the Feast of St. Joseph, March 19th, and today is a huge day, especially not just because he's the foster father of Jesus and he's an amazing saint, but particularly because we are in the year of St. Joseph, 2021 until December 8th of this year. And so I want you to join me in this video because we are doing something awesome, both with this channel and in my own home. And I want you to join me so that you can learn about St. Joseph, what is consecration, how to give yourself to him, what a St. Joseph altar is, all these amazing things in today's video. Join us as we explore these things. Pray with me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Joseph, O most humble saint, we come before you and ask for your blessing on this your most glorious day and on every day of our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary. If you'd like to support this channel, please pray for us, but also a couple ways that you can support us through Patreon, where you can become a regular patron. There's either $5, $10, $15, or $35 a month. Again, or you can just pray for us. And then another thing that you can do is through Etsy. There's a few shirts that I've designed with our logo and with different kind of versions of it. There's some t-shirts, shirts, hoodies, even a coffee mug for those of you that are big coffee drinkers. So just a few different ways that you can support the channel, because I would love for this to be my full-time job, even though I also love working as a therapist here in Texas. It's really, both things are really such a blessing. So today's the Feast of St. Joseph, although you may be watching this video afterwards. And there's several things that I'm going to be doing today that I want to share with you and you with me. So first of all, today I am consecrating myself to St. Joseph with this amazing book by Father Donald Calloway, who's a Marian of the Immaculate Conception, a religious community that's from Poland, I believe. And they are in Massachusetts or kind of the Northeast. So he wrote this book called Consecration to St. Joseph. What is consecration? The word means of the same blood, con sangre, if you speak Spanish, of the same blood. So basically the idea is that you're putting yourself at the feet of someone and you are, so to speak, joining their family so as to receive from them everything that they are, kind of sharing in their gifts, sharing in their wealth, and you exchanging it. It's like a type of mutual exchange. Another way that you can think of it is where you put yourself underneath someone as a disciple and you receive their teaching and their spiritual giftedness. There's a few different ways of thinking of it. Another way is where you're proclaiming someone to be your spiritual father or mother, in this case, spiritual father. Now, we can, in this sense, consecrate ourselves to any saint. It's not all the same. Just as each saint was different in what and how they developed their holiness, how they allowed God and God's presence to grow in their lives, so when you consecrate yourself to different saints, you receive different benefits, particular to who that person was. In other words, it's a real thing. You know, if you go to Harvard, you learn the Harvard way. If you go to Princeton, you learn the Princeton way. If you consecrate yourself to St. Joseph, you receive St. Joseph benefits. If you consecrate yourself to St. Michael the Archangel, you receive certain benefits that you wouldn't receive here. So it's different. I'm consecrating myself to St. Joseph. What am I going to receive today? I'm not sure. I'm still sort of open to that. But it feels really awesome. I've already done a consecration to the Blessed Mother. And my experience of that was it, so to speak, opened a door to allow her influence in my life and her special protection. With St. Joseph, it feels a little bit different. It feels like he wants to really be a father to me and really transform me to be like him. And it's hard to say how it feels different, but I can tell you that it does. I've enjoyed this book. It's been an amazing journey, and I want you to do it too. So normally you consecrate yourself to the saint, to Saint Joseph in this case, on a feast day that's particular to them. So there's a couple of feast days coming up, May 1st, Saint Joseph the Worker, and May 13th, which is Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And those would begin on March 30th and I think April 14th, if I'm not correct, or if I'm not wrong. So, but the book will tell you, so order the book online or get it through your Amazon Kindle, which is what I do, so you can get it immediately, and do it because you learn so much. So today, Central Time at 8:30 p.m. to 9, we will be going through some prayers. This Litany of St. Joseph, the consecration prayer. We'll also be talking about what an altar of St. Joseph is, or a St. Joseph altar. So this is a tradition that comes, I think, from Sicily. They were in a famine. They prayed to St. Joseph. He came through for them. The rains came, the crops grew back again, and the people were saved, probably from a famine that had lasted many months, perhaps even years. And the tradition was to have these altars dedicated to St. Joseph, where they would have statues and candles and food, and the food was given to the poor and as a sign of thanksgiving. And the food tended to be symbolic of some of the struggles that they had gone through. So a lot of the food is very simple. So for instance, one of the foods that I'll be having is called sawdust pasta, where you get breadcrumbs and you fry it, and then you serve it on pasta with olive oil and grape tomatoes that are kind of cooked through. So it's kind of crunchy and but simple. It's a simple pasta. We're also making some fig cookies, some St. Joseph's bread that's shaped in like a religious shape, like a cross or a staff or things like that, as well as other delicious food. We'll be having Italian wine, you know, because we've got to celebrate a little bit. But it's a way to celebrate this saint and what he's done for you. So I want you to join me from 8:30 to 9 Central Time. From 9 to 9:30 will be our typical rosary that we pray. And I'll have the Zoom ID right here, but you can also join live stream through YouTube. So I'll be figuring that out. That'll be sort of my first time to do that. So we're super excited about it. And I want you to do the same. I want you to join us and see what we do. Very simple. Even if there's 20 of you joining us, I want you to see what we do. I have so much joy in my heart, and I want you to have that. So when do we do a St. Joseph altar? A couple of times. You can either do it on a feast of his, like St. Joseph. You know, maybe you can also do it when you're consecrating yourself to him. But you can do it if you've received any favor. You can do it, in a sense, in thanksgiving to St. Joseph. And you invite whomever. We're inviting people through next door. We don't care who shows up. We just want people to come and receive the same blessing that we are, that protection of St. Joseph, and that holiness and humility that he has to give. So St. Joseph is an awesome saint. And if you want to take your spiritual life to the next level, consecrate yourself to him. Because why would you want to have to reinvent the wheel if he's already gone this far in holiness? When you consecrate yourself, it's like you connect to and benefit from everything that he's done. And he transmits to you the work of his own holiness that he went through in his life. So you get to, as this one saying is, stand on the shoulders of spiritual giants. That's really what consecration does. It gives you a heads up, allowing someone to be your mentor so they share with you their knowledge and their wisdom. It's exactly the same thing. And it's an awesome and easy way for holiness. I hope you like this video. Check out my other videos. Drop a like, drop a comment. And I'm excited because I think God is doing great things with this video. Possibly we're going to have some interviews with different people to share their faith and their conversion experience. And I'm always open to different ideas. God bless you. Happy Feast of St. Joseph. And I'll see you in the next video.